Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The long Memorial Day weekend means a first chance for many to head to Cape Cod for the unofficial start of summer. It will be the first trip back for some since 26-year-old Arthur Medici of Revere was killed by a shark in Wellfleet last September. That was just a few weeks after another man was severely injured in Truro. Heading into summer, the range of emotions of people who live or work or play on the Cape range from cautious to curious to kind of excited. It just depends on who you talk to. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
I'm at Newcomb Hollow Beach. It's the scene of last year's fatal shark attack on the Cape. There's a shrine for the victim adorned with seashells and sandals. Right now, there are about 24 people on the beach. No one's in the water.
It's too cold to go into the water, but I love to swim here.
Julia Green of Lynn is doing yoga right now.
Yeah, I swim here a lot, and I plan to swim again. But like I say, just to be cautious, you know.
Green says she's been coming to this beach for years, and last year's shark attacks won't change that.
I won't be swimming at dawn and dusk, but because I think obviously it's a real danger.
Last year's shark attacks are changing the way some people swim, like Green, and they've had an effect on Cape business. Olaf Valley owns a surf shop called Sick Day in Wellfleet. He has mixed feelings heading into summer.
I am feeling excited.
And nervous.
And wondering how it's going to all come together, I guess, yeah.
Valley says that uncertainty led him to cut back on inventory this year. He doesn't expect to sell as many bodyboards and swim fins this season.
We definitely did more, take a more drastic, conservative approach in some product lines.
We have children that jump off boats and things like that. Is that something you advise or no?
I mean, it depends on where and when.
No, good.
Recently, a group called the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy held a public meeting in Duxbury to address safety concerns.
Again, these are large, mobile animals.
Yeah.
They're concentrated along the outer Cape because that's where a lot of the seals are.
The Conservancy says the presence of sharks is evidence of a conservation success story. Cynthia Wigren is the Conservancy's co-founder.
It's an indication that we have a healthy marine environment off of Cape Cod, and people come to this area to enjoy that beauty.
Shark sightings grab attention, but they are not new to the Cape. The Conservancy notes Henry David Thoreau wrote about sharks on the Cape way back in the 1860s. In his book entitled Cape Cod, Thoreau wrote, "They will tell you tough stories of sharks all over the Cape, how they will sometimes upset a boat or tear it to pieces to get at the man in it. I have no doubt that one shark in a dozen years is enough to keep the reputation of a beach 100 miles long." That reputation may not be all bad. Wigren says sharks could offer an opportunity.
As much as there is a concern of will the presence of sharks deter people from coming, we know that there is a thriving ecotourism industry.
You're fixing a bow line, it's led the wrong way.
Enter Captain Eric Morrow of Bounty Hunter Charters. He spends most of the year in Fairhaven doing fishing charters, but come June or July when the water warms up, he heads to the Cape to offer shark tours and cage dives.
It's a surface cage, so you don't have to be diving certified. We've had 7-year-old kids and 75-year-old grandmas.
Morrow says his shark tours are great family affairs. He says anytime a shark is in the news, no matter how tragic, it ends up being good for business.
Well, in my line of work, with the sharks around, the more white sharks around, everybody wants to go see a white shark. But yeah, a lot of hype, everybody calls, they want to see a white shark. The demand is there, and it's shark frenzy.
In fact, Morrow is expecting his business to grow. That's been the trend.
We started with one cage, and now we have 3 cages. 2 to 3 boats going all summer long.
And will you sell out this year?
No, let's hope so.
I am not willing to jump on that boat as of yet.
Olaf Valley, the surf shop owner, says he doesn't want the area's attraction to be sharks. For the first time in 14 years, his surf shop won't offer surfing lessons. He feels the local government hasn't installed enough infrastructure to prevent shark attacks. Valley says it will be a financial loss, but the emotional toll hurts more.
It honestly is like one of my favorite parts of doing this business is getting out there and seeing, you know, a 12-year-old catch a wave for the first time and the excitement. So that's the part that I'm like, you know, it hurts.
Until we know what would make them safe, we're not going to be able to put anything out there.
That's Suzanne Grout-Thomas, the beach administrator for the town of Wellfleet. She says towns are exploring ways to protect against shark attacks. Until then, Grout-Thomas says a lot of this year's safeguards will be aimed at addressing shark attacks if they happen. Higher lifeguard stands with better views, better first aid and response, including emergency landlines and new lifeguard vehicles. But if you're still not sure about going to Cape Cod to swim, here's Grout-Thomas's advice.
There's a lot of personal responsibility here. Because the towns are unable to promise anything, it becomes an individual decision about how deep you're going to go, whether you're going to go at high tide or low tide or any of those variables.
It's morning right now. It's low tide. And I'm at a beach where I'm told that surfers come nearly every day and that the only thing that affects whether they come or not is the tide. And right now they say low tide isn't great for surfing. But for the area of Cape Cod, people here are hoping that a proverbial tide will be with them this summer, that tourists will still come, and that everyone will stay safe. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters on Cape Cod.